Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Have you ever tried to navigate a vast library in search of one book without a catalog or guidance? Rows upon rows of books, each holding different wisdom, stories, and truths. But the one you need seems hidden. Imagine now, a librarian approaches and offers their help. With their knowledge of every book's place and content, they lead you directly to the book you seek. This journey through the library is much like our walk in life. Without guidance, we may feel lost among endless choices and decisions. But with God as our guide, we find our way to the wisdom and truth that we seek. Today, I will explore how placing our trust in God illuminates our path, guiding us to His perfect plan for our lives. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, so watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Isaiah 26 verse 4 tells us, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." This powerful scripture from the book of Isaiah reminds us of the unending strength and reliability found in trusting God. It echoes the truth that our trust should not be placed in the fleeting things of this world, but in the Lord, whose strength and love are everlasting. As we navigate the vast library of life, faced with countless choices and paths, this verse serves as a beacon of hope and reassurance. It reminds us that our trust in God is not in vain, for He is the eternal source of strength, guiding us through every decision, every challenge, and every moment of uncertainty. Just as a librarian might guide you to the book that you seek in a vast library, God, in His infinite wisdom and love, guides us to the wisdom and truth we seek in life. With God as our guide, we are never truly lost, for He lights our path and directs our steps according to His perfect plan. As we delve into the importance of placing our trust in God, let us hold on to this promise of everlasting strength found in Him. Let us open our hearts to the guidance and blessings He has in store for us, trusting that He will lead us through life's vast library to the wisdom, truth, and fulfillment we seek. Now, let us look at embracing trust in God amidst life's uncertainties. My friends, trust is the foundation of our relationship with God. It's what we rely on when the path ahead is shrouded in mist, and every step seems like a leap into the unknown. The scripture tells us in Proverbs 3 verse 5, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This verse is a powerful reminder that our understanding of the world is limited. Our vision is constrained by our human perspective, which is often clouded by fears, doubts, and uncertainties. Trusting in God means surrendering these limitations and believing that He sees beyond our horizon. When we put our trust in God, we're not just believing in His existence. We're placing our lives, hopes, and fears into His hands. It's like being in a dark room and deciding to follow a voice that promises to lead you to light. You can't see the path, but you choose to believe that the voice knows the way. Psalm 9 verse 10 reinforces this choice, saying, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Knowing God's name, His character, and promises is the foundation upon which trust is built. Trust in God does not mean the absence of worry or doubt. Rather, it's the decision to move forward despite them. It's acknowledging that worry and doubt are part of being human, but also recognizing that God's presence is a constant that can guide us through these emotions. Trust is the hand that reaches out in the darkness, believing it will be held and guided. This trust is cultivated through our experiences with God. Every time we see His hand at work in our lives, our trust deepens. These experiences are like stones on a path, each one a tangible reminder of God's faithfulness. They don't necessarily make the path easier, but they do make it easier to navigate. We learn to recognize the feel of these stones underfoot, and they guide us even when we can't see the way forward. Trusting God also means trusting in His timing. Our natural inclination is to want answers and resolutions immediately. We seek the quickest path to relief from our discomfort or pain. Yet, the scripture reminds us that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Trusting in His timing requires patience and a surrender of our need for control. The essence of trust is not in understanding the why behind God's plans, but in believing in the who God is. It's about believing that He is good, loving, and sovereign. This belief is not naive. It's rooted in the truth of God's word and character. It's supported by the testimony of countless believers who have seen God's goodness in their own lives. Understand that trust transforms fear. When faced with life's uncertainties, our natural reaction...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is to fear what we cannot control. But trust in God changes the nature of our fear. Instead of being paralyzed by fear of the unknown, we're empowered by trust in the known. God and His promises. This trust doesn't erase the uncertainties, but it gives us the strength to face them. Trusting God is an act of worship. It's a declaration that we believe God is worthy of our trust. It's an acknowledgement that He is greater than our circumstances. This act of worship is deeply personal and profound. It's a daily choice to elevate God above our doubts and fears. The journey of trust is continuous. Just as we never fully arrive at a state of perfect knowledge, so too our trust in God is always evolving. With each step we take in trust, we move closer to God. This journey is marked by moments of profound revelation and periods of silent growth. Each step, whether felt or unseen, is significant in its contribution to our faith. My friends, let's pause and reflect on the role that trust plays in our relationship with God. It's the bridge between our human limitations and God's infinite wisdom and love. Trusting in God transforms our journey through life, turning our uncertainties into opportunities to see God's faithfulness at work. Let us now consider trusting God's plan and finding purpose in His will. When we speak of God's plan for our lives, it's often cloaked in mystery and wonder. How do we know the path God has set for us? The scripture guides us. As Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse is a beacon of God's promise to guide us towards a future filled with hope and purpose. Trusting in this promise requires faith in God's character and His intentions for our lives. Understanding God's plan often comes with the challenge of relinquishing our own plans. This act of surrender is not a defeat, but a powerful declaration of trust. It's acknowledging that while our perspective is limited, God's vision is vast and all-encompassing. Surrendering to God's plan means believing that He orchestrates our lives with wisdom and love, guiding us to our fullest potential. Trusting God's plan also involves patience. In a world that values immediate results, patience is a virtue that stands in stark contrast. It's waiting on God's timing, knowing that He unfolds our lives in the perfect sequence. This patience is not passive. It's an active trust that engages with God's promises, even when the fulfillment of those promises is not yet visible. The journey towards understanding God's plan is often marked by moments of clarity, as well as periods of confusion. It's in these cycles that trust becomes crucial. Trust is what anchors us during times of uncertainty, reminding us that God's plan is still at work, even when we cannot see it. This trust is not blind, but rooted in the history of God's faithfulness. Embracing God's plan for our lives is a journey of faith that requires us to understand that we are not alone. God walks with us, guiding us through both triumphs and trials. This companionship is a profound aspect of trusting in God's plan. It reassures us that we are never alone, even in our most challenging moments. The beauty of trusting God's plan lies in its transformative power. It changes us from the inside out, molding our character and refining our desires to align with God's will. This transformation is a testament to the power of trust, showcasing how surrender to God's plan leads to a deeper, more meaningful life. One of the greatest challenges in trusting God's plan is dealing with disappointment and setbacks. These moments test our trust the most. However, they also offer the greatest opportunities for growth. In facing disappointments with trust, we learn to see them as part of God's refining process, shaping us to be more resilient and faith-filled. Trusting God's plan means embracing the unknown with confidence. It's facing the future, not with fear, but with the assurance that God is already there, preparing the way for us. This trust does not eliminate uncertainty, but fills it with hope, knowing that God's plan is always for our good. Acknowledging God's sovereignty is essential in trusting His plan. It's understanding that God's wisdom surpasses our understanding. This acknowledgement doesn't come easily, but is cultivated through a relationship with God, built on prayer, meditation on His word, and reflection on His goodness. Trust also involves a continuous dialogue with God. It's bringing our questions, fears, and doubts to Him, knowing that He listens and cares. This dialogue deepens our relationship with God, making our trust in His plan not just a decision, but a journey of faith and intimacy with Him. As we trust in God's plan, we find peace. This peace is different from the world's understanding. It's a peace that surpasses our circumstances. It's the peace of knowing that we are in the hands of a loving God who has a perfect plan for our lives, a plan that leads to eternal hope and fulfillment. And let us now turn our attention to the power of trusting God in cultivating contentment. Contentment is a state of being satisfied and at peace with where we are in life, not because our circumstances are perfect, but because our trust in God assures us of His perfect plan for us. This trust is not innate. We are not born with this kind of trust. Instead, it is cultivated through our experiences with God. and a deep understanding of his nature. The foundation of contentment lies in trust. Trusting God means believing in his goodness, faithfulness, and sovereignty over our lives. It's understanding that he knows our needs, desires, and the deepest longings of our hearts. This trust reassures us that even when things don't go as planned, God is working for our ultimate good. Contentment comes from acknowledging that our happiness and peace do not depend on external circumstances, but on our relationship with God. Paul exemplifies this in Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, where he speaks of learning to be content in any and every situation. So what was his secret? Trusting in the Lord's strength, regardless of his circumstances. Trust in God challenges the world's view that contentment comes from acquiring more wealth, success, or possessions. Instead, it teaches us that true contentment is found in appreciating what we have and knowing that our value comes from our identity in Christ, not from worldly achievements or material possessions. In the end, these worldly things won't even matter. Cultivating contentment through trust involves daily surrender to God. It means laying down our plans, dreams, and desires at his feet, and trusting that his plans for us are far better than anything we could devise on our own. This surrender is not a sign of weakness, but a declaration of faith in God's infinite wisdom and love. Trusting God in our quest for contentment also means embracing the present. Far too often, we're so focused on the future or regretful of the past that we miss the beauty and blessings of the current moment. This tendency can lead to significant stress. Trusting God helps us to live in the now, seeing his hand at work in our daily lives and finding joy in the simplest of blessings. The journey towards contentment is marked by gratitude. Trusting God cultivates a heart of thanksgiving as we begin to recognize and appreciate his countless gifts to us. Gifts we often overlook when discontent clouds our vision. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundance we already possess in Christ. Contentment does not mean complacency. In trusting God, we are motivated not by restlessness or dissatisfaction, but by a desire to fulfill his purpose for our lives. This trust-driven motivation allows us to pursue growth and change, not out of discontent, but out of a desire to live fully for God. In relationships, trusting God helps us find contentment by reducing comparisons and competition. Understanding that God has a unique plan for each person frees us from the trap of comparing our journey with others. Fostering genuine relationships marked by love and support rather than envy and rivalry. Contentment through trust also influences our response to adversity. Trusting that God is with us in every trial and that he uses our struggles for our growth and his glory enables us to face challenges with a calm and contented heart, knowing that our circumstances do not define our joy or peace. Also, this trust-based contentment is a powerful testimony to those around us. It shows the world that our hope and satisfaction are found not in the transient things of this world, but in the eternal God who never changes. Our contentment becomes a light, drawing others to discover the source of our peace. My friends, cultivating contentment through trust in God is a lifelong process. It requires patience, perseverance, and a constant reliance on the Holy Spirit. As we grow in our relationship with God, our trust deepens and contentment becomes more rooted in our hearts, reflecting the peace that surpasses all understanding. Trusting God is the key to cultivating true contentment in our lives. It frees us from the relentless pursuit of more and opens our eyes to the abundant life that God offers. As we trust Him more, we find that contentment is not about having everything we want, but about recognizing and celebrating the presence and provision of God in everything we have. My friends, let us trust in God in all our ways. Every step of our life's journey presents an opportunity to deepen our reliance on the one who holds our future in His hands. I urge you to let this message be more than just words that pass through your ears. Instead, let it be seeds planted deep within your hearts, taking root and growing into a steadfast faith that shapes your everyday lives. Remember, trusting God is not a passive act. It is choosing to believe that even in the darkest night, God is with you, providing for, loving you, and guiding you into the light of a new day. Let this trust transform your fears into courage, your doubts into hopes, and your questions into prayers. Let it teach you to find joy, not in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God, for in His presence there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, pleasures forevermore. Let us be a people known for our trust in God, a trust so deep that it moves mountains, calms storms, and shines brightly in a world in desperate need of hope. And as we journey forward, may we do so with open hearts, ready to receive the blessings that God has in store for us. May we walk confidently, knowing that our steps are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in every detail of our lives. May our lives be a living testimony, grounded in trust and overflowing with gratitude. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray. To our gracious and loving God, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, I come before You with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Master of all creation, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. Your majesty and glory surpass all understanding, and Your power is limitless. You are holy, righteous, and deserving of all our worship, honor, and glory. I thank You, Lord, for Your unending faithfulness and love. Thank You for the blessings You've poured out upon my life and the lives of my loved ones, and for Your grace that covers me every day. Your mercies are new every morning, and Your steadfast love never ceases. I am grateful for Your provision, protection, and presence in my life. Merciful Lord, I ask for Your forgiveness for the times I have fallen short of Your glory. Forgive me for my sins, both known and unknown, and help me to forgive those who have wronged me. Cleanse my heart, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, strengthen my trust in You in every season of life. Help me to see Your hand at work in every transition, challenge, and opportunity for growth. In the powerful name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every spirit of fear, doubt, or unbelief that tries to hinder my walk with You. I bind every attack of the enemy aimed at shaking my faith and declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. I claim victory over every form of spiritual warfare in my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke illness, discord, and despair. I bind anxiety, depression, and every attack on my mind, body, and spirit. Lord, let your healing power flow through me, touching every area of my life that needs your touch. I pray for your blessings to overflow in my life and the lives of my loved ones. Grant us health, strength, and joy in abundance. Protect us from the snares of the enemy and shield us with your mighty arm. May your favor rest upon us, guiding our steps and lighting our path. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking that you meet us at our point of need. Strengthen our trust in you. Deepen our faith, and let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to overcome life's challenges and help us to have contentment in every circumstance. Lord, pour out your blessings upon us. Expand our territories, and let your hand be with us to keep us from evil. We claim victory over our lives, declaring healing, restoration, and breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the assurance that, as we walk in faith and trust in you, no force can stand against us. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.